Hello and welcome back. Hi, I'm Mark.
I'm Rox.
And this is our podcast.
Live, Laugh, Love, the podcast!
Hey!
Oh, yes!
Get ready to dance.
Hold tight. It's sunny and it's football fever.
Oh!
Woo! Yeah!
What have you got to do, Rox?
You got to live, laugh, love, and get a goal.
I'm living for the weekend. Are you? Are you living for it?
I am. The weekend brings the quarterfinals, my friend. And we are through. The Lionesses.
Right, before we get started on football fever here in England, I'm just going to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in once again to our podcast. Thank you for all the emails that you've sent us, all the amazing stories, and for all of you that follow, thank you. We have got all the usual features coming up today. Dial a Dilemma, Date Night Diaries, Confessions of a Housekeeper, Living with a Southerner, and Name That Sound. We're also potentially going to be trialing a new feature.
Oh!
But I don't know. We've had a few things in the last few weeks that I feel like could lead to a new feature. So
yes,
we're going to try it. We're going to wait and see. But before we get started, there's an important question.
Go on.
Roxanne.
Yeah?
Is it coming home?
It's coming home! The Lionesses are coming home, my friends.
We have got football fever. We're feeling patriotic. We're sitting here in our England shirts because the Lionesses smashed it this week. They beat Nigeria and...
I mean, they are incredible.
I feel like the Lionesses could do it again. They did it at the Euro.
It's going to be tough. Nigeria gave them a good run for their money, love.
Hey,
it's going to be tough.
I'll be honest. They didn't deserve to win that game.
Ooh.
Not based on the game. But when it came to penalties,
Mark,
that can beat anyone on penalties, I'm there for.
I was going to say, you're just a bit gel that the women bring home the penalties, my friend.
Hey.
Penalty shootouts are horrid. But we nailed them once. We nailed it today.
Hey, if there's one thing I know about life, it's that women are normally better under pressure than men.
Ain't that the truth?
If there's one thing I know, it is that. So why we was ever in doubt that they wouldn't win the penalty shootout, but they absolutely
it's
smashed
not.
It. And I and it's the start of the football season as well. So
yeah.
I'm excited for that. The main football season is upon us. I'm feeling like, you know.
Yeah, it's that time of year where your mood is dictated by 11 men running around a football pitch. I'll be honest, if you're a football widow like me and you get to, have your weekends while your fella goes out or your partner goes out and watches the football, congratulations, we're back in business, people. Oh, yes, we get a few hours to just live in peace. I love it. Although 9 times out of 10 now I come with you. So
yes.
I quite enjoy football now because growing up, I'll be honest with you, I was never allowed, I never got the chance to play football. Like at school, I was never, it was
boys
like,
played
I had
football.
To, yeah, I had to play netball.
Girls played netball. It was just it, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there was no other option.
Even if you wanted to play football, it was like, no, the guys are playing football and
the girls do netball.
And I was, at the time, I was like, oh, but football looks so much fun. Like, genuinely, I enjoy football. But
you know what? At that point, at school, it was just the way it was. I didn't question it.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, boys play football, girls play netball. No one questioned it. It was just the way it was. And I mean, it's incredible that what the Lionesses have done, like inspiring, you know, the next generation of boys and girls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I think's amazing.
Because I never grew up at school and I never grew up in a football-like family.
Your family wasn't football-oriented, was they? They didn't.
Not even my village or my town.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, stadiums nearby. Yeah. Not really.
Where I grew up in, like, dedicated football household, going to watch Forest every weekend, played in clubs from as early as I can remember. So
when I met you,
I got you into
I would
it,
say,
didn't I?
You sparked my love of football.
Oh yes,
I'm not embarrassed to say I didn't really follow football. I didn't really understand it. I'll be honest, I didn't really appreciate the hard work and everything that went into football until I met you about 13 years ago. And you were like, I'm going to football. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll come.
Do you want to come?
And I'll be honest, like the first few games and things like that, I was like, what the muffin is this? Like, there are people singing about a shed and people shouting and beer and I've never seen so many passionate men in my whole entire life. Like, it is incredible what it does to people.
Well, you know
people.
What? I think that's what was nice. Obviously, I got you into watching football. Yeah. And then we obviously had that opportunity to go to the men's England Euro semi-final a couple of years ago at Wembley.
One of my favourite memories is that Euro semi-final and the final. Like,
we were lucky enough to go to the semi-final and the final of the men's Euro. And that was where, you know, we got to meet Beth Mead, Kelly Smith.
We went to the semi-final, right, of the Euros, and we met. We were in like the family.
We
were in friends and family because a player got us tickets, which was incredible.
Yeah.
But we were sat with like Beth Mead and Kelly Smith, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, you know, if you've never been around that sort of environment, like, oh my God, this is so. I was fangirling, fangirling, because I knew who they were by then. And I was like, oh, and you were like, this is so cool. And the fact that you're at this game, and then through that, didn't we? We got invited to the final
we went to the semi-final of the men's, and we met Beth Mead and Kelly Smith, along with other people, but obviously they was there and that was lovely. And we had a chat with them. And then obviously we went to the men's final where they, you know, disappointingly, that heartbreaking day where we lost at Wembley.
Yeah.
But off the back of that, we stayed in touch with Kelly Smith and Beth Mead on socials.
And then Beth Mead
invited us.
She invited me. Actually.
She invited Rock. Whatever, she invited me.
Mark.
Whatever.
You were my plus one, as you always say to your firm. One of the lionesses, Beth Mead, the legend, invited us to the game that we went to. Well, it was at Sheffield, wasn't it? And they were playing Sweden.
Rocks, what's the name of the ground? Come on, let me test your football knowledge.
It's the ground where you go down, like, literally a road, and there's people, like, in their garden.
The name of the ground?
Sheffield. Oh.
Bramall Lane.
Bramall Lane!
It was Bramall Lane.
Honestly, see, this is the thing. I have to learn all the new stadiums and everything. I'm getting used to it.
She's getting there.
I don't profess to know it all. I don't, but I enjoy it. Anyway, they play Sweden and they won 4-0. Now, I had never been to a purely Lioness game.
I had never been to a female football game either. And I was blown away by the passion of like the fans, but also like how family friendly the audience is.
I mean,
the stands are family friendly. It's far more like there's far more kids. There's far more
It was a day out. Like, it was so good. Like, everyone was in such a positive vibe. Like, there was families there. Everyone's cheering. Everyone's happy. Like, it was such a lovely
environment. Obviously, England won. It was a lovely environment.
Yeah.
I've got to say that I've got one criticism.
What?
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Here we go.
The lack of
I know what you're gonna
comedy
say.
Chanting was at a minimal.
Right. When we say comedy chanting, we mean intellectual. Because I'll be honest with you, when you go... This is ridiculous.
When you're at a men's game, you're chanting songs like...
No one's got any sense.
Sit down, shut up. Sit down, shut up. Right?
That's just not even a thing.
I didn't hear that at the women's game.
No, because everyone's got a bit of respect for everyone.
I didn't hear... My garden shed is bigger than this. It's got a door and a window. My garden shed is bigger than this.
Yeah, because, one, it don't make sense. Two, who's singing about a garden shed?
It does.
Only a Wixad would do that.
Nah, garden shed.
The first time I ever heard the garden shed chant, we were
at Brentford. You're not singing anymore.
We were at Brentford, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I was like, genuinely, like, this was my first experience of an away game, really. Right. We went to Brentford and I was like, oh, this is quite different because I've been used to going to Forest. And then I hear all of the fans singing about garden shed. And I was like, I'm looking. Where's the garden shed? What are they chatting about? I went, Mark, why are they talking about garden shed? It's like, because the stadium, it's not good. Like,
the stadium's so small. Yeah.
I genuinely was like, you're a bunch of idiots.
So
absolute.
That's my one criticism. The lack of comedy songs going on the ladies football.
I think there should be positive songs. You're a legend. You're a queen. Everyone's a ledge. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about positive chanting.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Better. No one feels like some of the chants I've heard.
I mean, yeah.
No.
We can't go into some of the chants.
I don't agree with it, and I never will. And I'll be honest with you, it's been one of those amazing things where when you see the Lionesses win 4-0 and Beth Mead scored the first goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I just went absolutely crazy. Didn't we? We were hugging. Like,
yeah, yeah. We were wild. And you know what? I think the other thing that is lovely.
Yeah.
Is the Sweet Caroline song.
Oh.
The minute you're in a football stadium and Sweet Caroline comes on,
yeah.
Whether you're in a men's final, a women's final, or you're in, you know, a local pub team.
Yeah.
When Sweet Caroline comes on, everyone, it's like such a moment. But hearing that in such an important game, like the Lionesses beating Sweden at Bramall Lane, was like the whole crowd at the end of the game. Overcome with emotion, singing it. Just amazing.
I'm still sad I never saw him in the final.
We never got a chance.
Home. I never got to see it. And I hope and pray.
Oh, well, I hope they bring
it home. And pray they get through and they bring it back. Bring it home from Aussie because it genuinely makes me so happy and it is so inspiring.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But the thing that I'm sort of, I suppose, enjoying, which I've never really thought about before, but at like a men's tournament, because I've had like so many years of watching the men's tournaments,
yeah.
I know going into it most of the time that, oh, Brazil are going to be quite good. I know that France will have a good team. I know that Argentina are going to be
Germany will always beat us,
right?
But so I know those things there.
I can go into a game with almost like an expectation of what I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
The incredible thing for me about watching female football is I don't know which teams are the best teams yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm still like learning like
the sport.
The sport or the teams. I'm going into it going, well, I know England are really good. The Lionesses are like wicked, but what is this? How good is this team you're about to play?
Yeah.
And I actually find that like that's for like, you know, I've grown up entirely in football all my life. I'm like getting to learn like new teams.
And it's so nice as well that our sons get to, like today, sitting with my sons, watching women's football and an England team winning on penalties. Like, I remember sitting with my parents watching
the
men's penalties, losing. Losing on penalties, FYI. Today, like, me and the boys were like, get out! Like, having those core memories with them. And to be women, it's just, I wish that was there when I was growing up. Because I never really got into sport. So I feel like now I'm like, oh, I want to go see the Lionesses. I want to go this weekend and watch them. Ring me mates. All right, Jen, should we go down the pub? Oh, see you later, love. I'm going to go and watch the girls because that's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's going to happen now. Like,
fair enough.
All the women can get together, go and have a nice little, long gone is the shopping weekend. It's all about a football weekend for me now.
Mate,
I'm loving it.
Bring it on, mate. I'm happy. I'm happy. As long as it doesn't clash with my football outing, because then we're going to be arguing.
I'm sorry, my friend. Yeah, I know. Don't worry, I'll stagger it.
Guys, we'd love to know what you all think of the Lionesses, female football. If you're into it, if you're not, what you think about it, we'd love to know on theladbabypodcast@gmail.com. Right. Are you ready, Rox? Are you ready for our first feature of today?
I am. Do you have a dilemma? Do you have a problem in life? Dial a dilemma.
Hey, do you have a problem that me and Rox can make a hell of a lot worse for you? Well, then here you go.
Right.
Let us know.
So this week, my friend, hi, Mark and Rox.
Oh, hello.
I have to say your podcast makes me laugh out loud and well done for all your success. You've done amazing.
Oh,
well, that's very kind.
Thank you very much.
I have a funeral story to share that I'll never forget.
Incredible.
Wow.
I'm already excited.
My uncle died whilst I was in South Africa several years ago, so I was unable to go to his funeral. Sorry for your loss.
Okay.
However, my auntie arranged for me to be able to help spread his ashes when I got back to the UK.
Lovely. Couldn't be there for the funeral. Going to help with the ashes. Great.
It was arranged for his ashes to be spread at Old Manchester City Football Ground. The Old Manchester City Football Ground.
The ashes were going to go
football fan.
On the ground, yeah. Perfect.
That's where I'm spreading you, love. Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, brilliant. Make sure it's Forest.
I'll do it on Derby Ground. Yeah,
you better not. I'll haunt you forever. I'll come back with chains and haunt you forever.
I could do with a haunting from you. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Keeps life happy. Something I wasn't best pleased with being a Man U fan.
Oh
no. Mate. But she went.
She went and did
so
it.
So it came to the day and it was time to start spreading his ashes. My auntie took the urn and started to scatter them out. She then turned to me and said it was my turn to scatter some.
Okay.
Instead of taking the urn, I stupidly reached my hand in and took a handful of my uncle's ashes.
No.
Started to spread them by hand.
Why would you do that?
I've put it down to shock. Love.
I've never spread ashes, but...
You scatter them from the pot, usually away from you.
My hand wouldn't be going in.
No.
Okay.
All of a sudden, a gust of wind
came
out of nowhere.
No, it didn't.
Whilst I was talking and blew my uncle's ashes directly over me into my mouth. I was horrified. My auntie couldn't stop laughing. Oh, thank goodness she found the... And handed me a drink. Obviously, I didn't want to drink and wash down my uncle. So I'm sat here spitting him out everywhere. Oh, my God. It's like a fountain of ashes. So now I've taken a huge step back from scattering ashes and I certainly don't recommend anyone using their hands. That's really misfired. Do you know what? That's his way of going, you're a Man U fan and I'm Man City.
That was his last laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do if my...
I don't know where the dilemma is.
My family ended up with ashes in my mouth. I couldn't cope.
I'm thinking about it and I'm speechless. I don't know where the dilemma is though. Where's the dilemma?
The dilemma is you've just eaten your uncle, love.
I mean, do you...
And now you're spitting him out onto the ground.
Would you brush your teeth? Or would you use mouthwash? I'm so confused over what I would do in that situation. I mean...
Well, try and think back, because do you want to be spread your ashes on the forest ground?
I mean, I do...
But I'm not doing it personally. I'll just get one of them litter pickers and do that and, like, tip it up. That's a good idea.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. I'm just thinking of, I'm literally sitting here trying to think of ways to make this easier so it doesn't happen.
I always see these things online where people spreading are scattering ashes, then it goes horribly wrong.
It all just goes wrong, doesn't it? Like time.
That thing this week online where that girl, bless her, was pouring the ashes into the sea and the whole pier broke and she fell in on top of it. Like, it's just traumatic.
There you are saying goodbye to a loved one and then...
Maybe just get your ashes and then buy a bench. Put a bench somewhere and, you know, just leave it on your fireplace or something.
So, I mean, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but you know, like, getting ashes in an urn?
Yeah.
And then, like, leaving the urn just, like, in the house?
Right.
That feels odd to me.
Yeah, maybe it is. It's like having a...
But would you do that? Like, if...
No.
If a family member of yours that like you were close to died and then they just like brought round the ashes in the urn, would you want it in the house?
It depends, I suppose, how quickly I don't know. It's the
Would it help you feel close
thing.
To them?
Yeah.
You think
I
it would?
I think it would, yeah. Attachment, like losing someone very close to you, you hold on to like jewellery or a scarf or something because you miss them. You miss everything about them.
Sure.
If you're ready to let them go, if you're not having like a burial or a traditional... way of, you know...
Saying goodbye.
Yeah. I think probably, yeah.
If I died tomorrow...
Oh, don't.
If I died... You won't be able to do this podcast for a start.
Oh, no. I've too many honestly, buttons. I always say don't die because technology will kill me off, love. it'll be over for me. I'd just be, oh, where's she gone? She honestly, was online and then now she's offline.
Yeah, you'd know if I died because there'd just be never a lad baby video ever again.
I can't edit for love nor money.
Rock still basically texts us like she's on a 3310.
Oi, nothing wrong with that, okay? I am tech savvy. It's just you're better at it than me.
Sure.
Like,
here we go.
At making the tea.
So if I died tomorrow,
yeah,
would you have me?
Like, you want to be cremated, didn't you?
Yeah, would you have me in a little urn on the table?
Nah.
In the toilet.
I'll do something so the boys have got somewhere to be near their dad.
No, but I'm saying the urn. Would you have it in the house?
No, I don't like vases, really, if I'm honest. I'm not going to sit there with you and an urn on top of me. I ain't even got a fireplace, love, to put you on.
What if I got a cool one? Like a cool urn?
Like what?
I don't know. Something
I'll put you in like a Pepsi can or something.
No, one that looked like a giant bullet or something like look well cool.
But all my friends go, oh, Rox, why have you got a bullet on the top of you?
Maybe like a giant golden bullet. It'll look well
only
cool.
You would want a giant golden bullet.
Yeah. Or how about, you know that whiskey bottle that's in the shape of like a machine gun? Put me in that. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Are you okay?
That'd be cool, though.
Oh, yeah. So when our sons are really sad...
It'd make them laugh, though, wouldn't it? There's your dad.
Oh, look, he thought he was Al Pacino. He's not. He didn't even have a gun. You've never even shot a gun.
He's in the whiskey bottle. It's in the old whiskey bottle. In the machine gun. That's...
Just put me in a Quality Street tin.
Oh!
There we go. I've got a nice one with your name on it, haven't I?
I'll put you in that.
Yeah.
Well...
Put me in that.
I'll put you in a Quality Street tin. Okay, perfect. I mean, that's sorted.
A bench in my name, like that you can sit on.
Okay, fine. I mean, that's an easy, that's done. You've all heard that. Roxy's getting a bench for when she's died.
And then, so no one else will sit on it, but Roxanne, she died on this bench. So no one will want to sit on it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, guys, let us...
That was weird, sorry.
I don't know if there was a dilemma there that we helped with. My advice would be don't put your hand into ashes. Would definitely...
Keep your mouth shut as well when you're pouring ashes anywhere.
Small...
Or wear a mask.
Small pores. Like little small tipping. Wear a mask.
And a litter picker can be your best friend.
That is the worst one we've done. That is the worst advice we've ever given someone.
But, if death makes you cry, so this might have made some people laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have got a dilemma that you don't want me and Rox to help with, please get in touch on the ladbabypodcast@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Date Night Diaries.
Date night.
Oh.
Come on. You got any good ones this week?
I've got a cracking one this week.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah, really. It's great. And do you know what? Again, as always, it's a date night from a different perspective.
Ooh.
These are always my favourite. I don't just want the ones where you're on a date.
I love a 360.
Yeah. It's somebody that's witnessing a date or part of a date, but it wasn't their date. They're the ones that get me because they're so unexpected. So many twists and turns.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mark and Rox, love the show. I listen to it in the car driving to or from work. Makes battling London traffic so much easier.
Oh.
Well, hello on your drive. I hope this one...
Oi, London! How you doing?
I hope you're going to enjoy us reading out your story. So I'm sending you a couple of stories from my past. I'm reading the first one here today. We've got another one coming up from this same person next week.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well, if
back to back, must be good.
He's got two good stories. My first one involves a previous work colleague. A few years ago, I flat shared with a colleague. As you can imagine, there was various practical jokes played between each of us. However, I played this one with a surprise result.
Ooh.
My flatmate had gone on holiday, and whilst he was away, I decided it'd be a good idea to redecorate his bedroom. I chose a theme that I thought he would appreciate. I chose Bambi.
Not a Bambi fan, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming not. So I painted his walls bright pink. I got him Bambi curtains, light shade and rug. I mean, this is a commitment to a prank.
What a prank.
Yes. Painted the wall with Bambi curtain, Bambi light shade and a Bambi rug. To my surprise, I was even able to find a Bambi double bedspread.
Wow.
You, my friend, are a legend.
Mate, I just want this... that as an adult.
His room looked amazing.
Oh.
And I was so, and I couldn't wait for him to see it. On the day he returned home, I was off work and I was sitting watching TV in the living room. I heard the front door open and I sat on the sofa giggling to myself, waiting in anticipation for him to go into his room and see my amazing work.
What's happening?
To my surprise, I heard a female voice. Yes. On the flight back from his holiday, my flatmate had pulled. When they got to Heathrow, they'd got off the plane. The two of them had gone for a couple of drinks and then he had brought her back to our flat.
Mate, go on.
What a legend, right? But he's going into the Bambi bedroom with a girl he's just pulled.
OMG.
Now my anticipation went into overdrive. No, it's overdrive. I heard them giggling and heading straight to his bedroom. Needless to say,
he stitched him right up.
When he opened the door, they both stood there in amazement at my refurbishment. And his potential night of passion fled in a taxi quicker than I've ever seen anyone run.
Oh no!
It took me several hours before I could stop laughing. Apparently, she wasn't a Bambi fan. What a legend!
Did he forgive him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming so.
Now that is an actual prank.
That is how
gone wrong.
Gone right. Wrong. That is how you ruin a first date for like your best mate.
That's brutal. Only you would love that. That is brutal.
I love it. I love it.
I would have quickly thought on my feet and gone, oh, sorry, this is my daughter's room. Oh, then that would have taken an even, maybe a worse, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have gone, oh, sorry, this is my mum's room.
I tell you what I'd have done. I'm going to tell you exactly what you do right now.
What?
You'd have opened the door and gone, oh, I completely forgot. Me and my flatmate were swapping rooms whilst I was away. And I would have gone
but
into
I
my...
But I bet he was just totally confused.
I'd have gone into my flatmate's room and pretended it was mine. That's what I'd have done.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have done. That would have been my quick thinking.
The woman was horrified. She literally ran.
Apparently, he's never seen anyone flee for a taxi quicker. I mean, Ross.
I mean, I genuinely, if I turned up, I think it was some sort of Bambi murderer.
If on our first, you know, date and your first invite back to mine, we'd have opened my bedroom door and you'd have been greeted with...
I'm an open-minded woman.
Pink walls, a Bambi bed sheet, Bambi curtains, Bambi lampshade. I think you... And
I would
Bambi
have been
rug.
A bit worried, Joe.
I think you might have had a few questions.
Actually. If I think about it from that perspective as a 35-year-old man, yeah, I would. I would have legged it.
What an incredible date night story.
I mean, you may have saved him, but I hope you're still friends.
I mean...
I hope you're still friends.
I would have been so angry.
I would have been tired from the flight, so he's probably done him a favour, if I'm honest.
Well, there you go. Guys, if you have got a date night story that you would like to share with us, do please get in touch on the ladbabypodcast@gmail.com. I like those ones.
Also, if you're that person who saw the Bambi bedroom and was put off by him but genuinely liked him, his friend may have prevented him from true love.
Oh.
So if you're listening and that happened to you...
If you ever walked in onto a Bambi bedroom...
Can we find the Bambi bedroom bird?
Bambi bedroom bird. If you are out there...
If you're out there...
I mean...
Ladbabypodcast@gmail.com.
Well done. Thank you, Roxanne. Do get in touch. I love the date nights where they're from a little different perspective.
Yeah.
They're the ones that always get me. Right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Oh. Confessions of a housekeeper.
This is always horrifying. This segment, it traumatizes me.
I've had some bad ones in.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. I've had some very bad ones in.
Have you?
Things, more kettles.
Oh, no.
More bed sheets.
Why do people want to just do that to kettles?
There's a lot. There's a lot I have to read. Oh. But this isn't one today. This.
Thank you.
I'm calling it a confession of a housekeeper because it happened in a hotel.
Right.
But it's not really a housekeeper. This is someone experiences in a hotel. Somebody had an embarrassing experience on holiday in front of a celebrity.
Oh.
That was what they said. The email said embarrassment in front of a celebrity.
Right.
So I was hooked.
Oh.
I was hooked.
Take me there. Take me there.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're not going to believe this.
Go on.
Hi, Mark and Rox. So, me and my wife decided to go on holiday to Benidorm a couple of years ago for my 40th birthday.
Lucky. Lovely.
You know it's going to be good when it's going to Benidorm.
And you're 40.
It's somewhere I'd always fancied going, and coming straight out of COVID, we decided it was the perfect time to go. Sorry. We booked a room for a week in a beautiful hotel with an infinity pool on the roof.
Oh.
It looked incredible.
Brilliant.
I enjoy nothing more than relaxing by the pool with a nice cold beer in my hand. So, first day of the holiday, it rained all day.
Oh.
We've been there in Benidorm for that. We know what that's like.
I've been there with a 7-day rain.
But by the second day, it cleared up nicely. So we decided to spend the afternoon by the pool. Yes. We got to the pool, and to my complete surprise, it was empty. Wondering why no one was in, I decided to dip my toe in and realised it was like an ice bath.
I think I know what hotel this is.
Being a typical British bloke, I decided I was going in.
Yes.
Yes, mate.
Go on, son.
Yes, mate.
That's what it's about. You're on your holiday. It's hotter than the UK, so you might as well.
I braved it up to my ankles and then I dived in. I was immediately hit with a pain-crippling coldness.
Oh, yeah.
And I instantly panicked and started to lose my breath.
Oh, God.
I genuinely felt like I was going to drown.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, I quickly managed to drag myself up the steps and out of the pool. I rushed past a family that was nicely sitting there from the kids' pool watching me as I rushed past them.
No, what's happening? He's not having a heart attack, is he?
I looked over at my wife, who was in absolute hysterics, as I was red-faced with chattering teeth, having nearly drowned. I quickly walked over to my sun lounger, wrapped myself in a towel. Well, later that evening, my sister-in-law texted me to say that Lad Baby was in Benidorm. And I realised the family sitting in the kids' pool that stared at me as I nearly drowned was the Lad Baby family.
No! I know, it was his hotel. I said you was that.
It was
us. That's the only infinity pool in Benidorm.
It was us. We were there. He nearly drowned in front of us. I don't remember it.
I mean, I do remember a red guy, like really red.
I mean,
I thought it was burnt. No way.
What?
No way. It was us.
Well, he's not.
We're not celebrities.
I just I know. But he said, I'm going to say idiot. What an idiot he felt, but he used a different word.
What? We weren't laughing at him, were we?
Apparently, no. Apparently we was in the kids' pool.
Yeah, they're side by side. I know now where
we were. Yeah, we was in the kids' pool with the kids. Just, he said, we were looking on strangely as he rushed past us, having basically just nearly drowned.
Oh, my goodness.
And he didn't realise until later when his sister-in-law texted him and said, Lad Baby, you're in Benidorm, look out for him. That he realised it was us that he went rushing past, red-faced and chattering teeth.
I'll be honest with you. That pool, I can go in very cold water. That pool was absolutely freezing.
On another level.
Another level freezing.
Yep.
Oh, I don't really remember it.
I don't remember
it. So it couldn't have been that bad.
It couldn't. Well, mate, his name's Adam. Adam, you completely styled it out. I don't remember it. I don't remember you nearly drowning and rushing past us.
I love that people text people that we're in a country when they're there. This happens a lot because whenever we go on holiday now, people, I mean, we get a lot of pictures or selfies a day on holiday, but it can be like people go, my nan, she texts me saying you're
here.
She told me to look out for you. And it's so funny because you meet so many people who are just like, oh, my auntie told me you were here. Oh, my nan's told me you were here. Like, okay, cool.
So that was a story, Rox.
I'm glad you didn't drown in front of me because luckily I do know, you know, I used to be a lifeguard in my former life.
Did you act?
Did I act? No, I know. I would have tried, though.
I wouldn't want you resuscitating me. Honestly, that would not go well.
Oi!
Well, Adam, I thank you so much for sending that in.
That's brilliant.
That was I read that through the email as a surprise. And Rox, was you expecting that?
No, I was like, when you said Infinity Pool in Benidorm,
we know the hotel.
I know that hotel. Yeah. There's only really
on a
one.
Roof. Yeah, we know the one.
So I was like, oh, maybe that's where we had stayed. I didn't really realise it was then.
Yes. Well, Adam, I hope you had a wonderful rest of that holiday. I hope that you wasn't put off by the freezing cold pole and that you've been to Benidorm since, because it's a wonderful place to visit.
Oh.
And well done for styling that out.
Well done for not drowning. That would have been horrible.
Moving on. Right. So this is the, I don't know if to make this a section, right?
Why?
I don't know if to make this a new feature.
All right. What?
Because I don't know if it was last week or the week before, we had that one sentence that made me laugh, right? That was about that.
Oh, the... What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive when the cheesecake came out at a funeral, right? And it was one sentence that made me laugh. And somebody sent me another one this week. They've just a whole story in a sentence.
That's it a section. Do you know what we call it? One-line wonders.
Okay. Well, it depends if people are going to send them in.
Okay.
Because if you want this to become a feature, send them in. It's got to be one sentence that tells a story that makes us laugh.
Yeah, because what a time to be alive at a funeral is probably one of the best quotes I've ever heard.
Yes.
And so inappropriate.
So this is this week's, right? There isn't a jingle for it because I don't know if it's becoming a feature yet, but let's...
One story wonders, one line wonders. Let us know.
When I was in year 9, I was in my religious studies class reading texts aloud to everyone. And instead of reading Jesus resurrection, I accidentally said Jesus erection.
Well, I'm sure all was forgiven as it was Jesus.
Imagine that in front of the whole class in year 9.
In year 9, you would never live that down.
I bet no one saw it coming. Oh no. Oh no.
I'm gonna wait.
Oh no. Oh no. Right.
Turn it off now.
Living with a
Salmonella. I apologize for happened.
Just move on. Living with a Southerner. This is the part of the show where we teach Roxanne how to talk properly.
Not patronising at all. Always is patronising because I do talk properly. I talk the Queen's English.
English. I know. I laugh up the Amaryllis pears.
Why do you sound like you're in the distance? You sound like your background noise.
They're always shouting. Cockney's always shouting.
No, we're not.
You are. You're always shouting. You've always got something to say. Always louder than everyone else.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
That isn't.
At least we don't go. What do you say? Help me, duck.
Help me, duck.
It always just sound like you're sort of trying to push one out. I'll be honest.
Well, this week's word has come from one of the listeners, as so many do.
Go on.
They've noticed how you say something, Roxanne.
Oh!
And they've brought it to my attention. So this isn't even me now.
I'm I always being?
This isn't even me. This is the audience. Ugh. This is the listener.
They're working for you now.
I'm not going to phonetically sound it because it won't work.
Because I say it right, do I? Yeah,
no,
that's probably why.
I'm going to describe it. This is it's a place, right? I'm going to describe it. And you're going to tell me what the place is called.
Okay.
Fast food restaurant with a yellow M logo.
McDonald's.
Yeah, that's the word. What's it?
McDonald's.
No.
McDonald's.
No, you're saying it wrong.
Mackie D's.
No, you're saying it wrong.
M dogs.
No, you're saying it wrong.
It's McDonald's.
What no, it's not.
What is it then?
McDonald's. McDonald's.
What are you, a chicken? Muck. Mac.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's an MC. Muck.
Donald's.
Yeah, so you're getting the Donald's bit, great.
I'm all about the Big Mac.
Yeah, it's called
so
a Big Mac.
So you say Big Muck?
No. Because, No. A Big Mac is spelt M-A-C. That's called a Big Mac. That's how it's... You're saying Mac, M-A-C, Donald's. It's not McDonald's.
What, there's no M-A-C in front of a McDonald's?
It's M-C, McDonald's. It's a McDonald's, not a McDonald's.
Why do I say Mac then?
I don't know. It's McDonald's. Muck.
Oh, my whole life is over. I mean...
It's a McDonald's, not a McDonald's. It's not a Mac. There's no Mac. Return of the Mac. No. Muck. It's called McDonald's. They sell a Big Mac. That's the name of one of their burgers.
Well, we might as well just call it an unhappy meal then, don't we? And a fillet of sod off. Oh, my... That's blown my mind a bit. Why? Where have I got McDonald's then?
Well, I think you're going from Big Mac. Because obviously Big Mac is spelled M-A-C. But then you're putting the Mac from the burger on the front of the restaurant. McDonald's. No, it's McDonald's.
Ronald McDonald.
McDonald's. It's McDonald, isn't it?
Holy.
She's sitting here, guys.
Honestly, my own brain has let me down, in my opinion.
Again.
Why? Why do I say it like that? Did the South say it like that?
I don't know.
Or am I just programmed different?
We need to speak to...
Talk to me.
Hello.
Anyone north of Watford, south of Watford...
I'll tell you what, we're going to pick up the phone, we'll pick up the dog and bone, give me a little ring, darling. Tell me what you say, Dan.
Do you say Mac or Muck? Because I don't say Muck. I would feel like I'm on a farm.
Tomorrow, we need to ring your dad. Dan Saif.
Oh, yeah.
Because he loves a little...
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Do you know what? I'll voice note him and go, Dad, can you say this word? And I'll get him to voice note me back and I'll get my mum to do it. And then I'll play the voice note. See if they say it.
Yeah.
Because they're from a different era as well, aren't they?
Well, they're from before McDonald's. Apologies again to Roxanne's family.
You might as well just have a soundbite of that, Mark.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just... Sorry.
Oh, no. No. That's the one. I've not used my soundboard in weeks.
Why have you got a machine gun?
Oh, no. It's why not, isn't it? You just don't know. I put them in on week one of the podcast
right,
and I've just never used
that,
it.
Thank
so,
you.
Apologies to Roxanne's family.
Ashes going off. It's McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. McDonald's.
Okay.
What do the kids say?
McDonald's. I don't know.
Everyone texts in. I need to know. Email in.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. What?
I didn't realise
this. I never knew this. And you're right. I reckon it's come from a Big Mac. And then I've just diverted that to a McDonald's. Do people do this as well? This could be one of them.
Do you know what's even worse?
What?
We've worked with McDonald's.
I know, and I say McDonald's.
We've worked with McDonald's. We went and took over a McDonald's last year. We worked in a drive-thru and we did a video about it. And I don't know if you said it wrong in the video.
Well, you say it right, so, you know, we cancel each other out. They understand. Do you know what I mean? I have sometimes had to Google, like, names of things because I don't always say it right. I know that.
Well, there we go.
I am trying. I'm
McDonald's.
Mark, I feel like I'm woke to my own intelligence.
I don't know what that sentence means.
I need to sort myself out, basically. I should have paid attention at a very young age.
Sort it out, babe. Do you know what I mean? Sort it out.
I'll start reading.
Sort it out. Okay, babe. Right. let us know what you say. Ladbabypodcast@gmail.com. Name that sound.
The hardest game in the world.
Bum, bum, bum. Hey.
Oh, last week. What a toughie that was. Is it a horse weeing from a height? Or was it a cup of tea and water? I went with water and a cup of tea.
We've had a lot of people thinking it's somebody going for a wee.
Yeah, it does sound like it's wee, it drops.
We've had a lot of urinals, wees, animals weeing.
Is that just a hose pipe?
It could...
Is that just water in the plants?
Well, what was your answer last week, Roxanne?
My answer was putting water in a cup of tea.
I mean, it's close.
Oh!
But it isn't that.
Oh. Oh, way to get my hopes up.
It's pouring milk on cereal.
What sort of cereal's that? Soggy Weetabix.
Hey,
that is not cereal.
Do not question me.
Trust me.
This is the official Soundboard website that I use.
That is no Cocoa Pops and Rice Krispies, my friend.
It's not
what
a Rice Krispie.
What cereal is that? Porridge? Boring cereal, that sounds like. Pouring.
Could be a cornflake.
Semi-skim milk on boring cereal. That's what that is.
It could be a cornflake.
No way do you get that in between.
Could be a crunchy nut.
That is no way. That's too fluid to be any form of crunchy, short thing.
A word I've never heard you say. Too fluid.
Trust me. If it's anything I know, it's the sound of food. Okay? I make it, I cook it, I eat it on a daily.
Roxanne, you're wrong. It's milk pouring on cereal. That is the official answer.
Can we go into the actual archives and find out what sort of cereal that is? Because
it doesn't stay. It doesn't stay on the official Soundboard website.
It's Ready Breck or something.
Having a go at Ready Breck.
Whoa.
Ready Breck, if you're listening.
It's only for under fives. Oh. Well, you know.
Well,
it's bland.
There you go. I didn't see anyone get that right, but if you did, well done. Lots of people thinking it was weird, it wasn't that. So the new one this week, again, it's hard. You ready?
You always do these hard.
You ready?
Go on. Oh, no. Is that welding?
Oh.
I recognise that sound from Magic Mike. You know, that starting scene where he's welding.
No, that's Pony, the song, Rocks.
Yeah,
that's not
but
welding.
That's what he welds to.
Right. No, so listen again.
Yeah.
It's not like helium.
No.
Hot air balloon.
At first, I thought it was trolleys being collected by someone collecting trolleys in a supermarket and putting them all together.
Somebody blowing up a car tyre.
No, it could be, you know, those Formula One tyre changers.
Ooh.
Could be them.
Rapid tyre.
Yeah, can't get quicker than a quick, quick fitter. Yeah, could be that.
Listen to it end.
Oh, but that sounds like a chainsaw.
A chainsaw?
You know, like the end of a chainsaw where the chain starts to slow.
This is that the best one I've done.
Yeah, that's hard.
This is the best one. You have gone through so many different options there.
Yeah.
Snowplow. Could be a snowplow, couldn't it?
No. You know one of them mini saws? Round.
Oh, like a circular saw.
Circular saw going through a bonnet of a car.
Sawing up a car now. It's now somebody sawing a car.
I'll stick with what I originally thought. I'm not usually right, but I'll stick with the original. I think that's Magic Mike welding.
You think it's welding?
Welding. Yeah.
That's the last time you're going to hear it, Roxanne.
Oh. It's a saw at the end, though. That is a saw, but I wouldn't know what that...
Is that your final answer, welding?
It could be a chainsaw.
I've got to push you for an answer, Roxanne.
Is that a chainsaw strimming a bush?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Chainsaw wielding a bush.
Chainsaw welding a bush. Brilliant. Absolutely incredible answer. Guys, if you want to let us know what you think, ladbabypodcast@gmail.com. If you think that's a chainsaw welding a bush, do please get in touch.
What's wrong with me?
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in this week. I hope you all have an amazing week. And as always, here is the full version of Rox's song.
Enjoy, everyone.
Have a good one, guys.
Lionesses, bring it on, girls. Oi, oi. Let's go.